WV Uncommon Place. This podcast is a variety podcast that houses numerous series to cover mental health, empowerment, podcast framework, and various intimate theories to get to know the hosts. Along with occasional movies reviews and dives in pop culture with our event podcast episode. The Uncommon Place digs into bringing guests on that stories don't fit the mold and are very different. WV stands for the Great State of West Virginia, and every quarter we cover something in West Virginia. Stacey and myself, JR, are your hosts, so please come along for this venture to our Uncommon Place.
Welcome to West Virginia Uncommon Place, and continuing with the top 10 video games of all time for me. We're going to start off with number 10. Number 10 for me came out in 1998. It was made by Konami. Hideo Kojima's masterpiece, Metal Gear Solid. So, coming into this, a little bit before this, I had just gotten Final Fantasy VII. And I want to say 98, I should have been around 7th or 8th grade. Somewhere in middle school. So, I got this game for Christmas. And I had enough time over winter break to beat this game. It was the first game that I ever played that I completely just beat to a T. And it was the last game that I can actually say in that era of time, like middle school time, that I actually sat down and played it and beat it with no interruptions. Nothing, no disturbances from my mom, sisters, or anything like that. This game was the first time I'd ever heard of Metal Gear Solid. It introduced a lot of action, adventure, stealth, and things like that. And introduced me to Solid Snake and the ensemble that goes along with him. And a lot of people consider this game to be one of the greatest games of all time. What I like about it is that the cutscenes and just the way that Metal Gear Solid played on the PlayStation. I had the original controller, and then I got that DualShock controller. When I had that game with analogs, it was amazing. And there's an asterisk beside this one because a later version that was called Twin Snakes that was made on the GameCube, to me, is I consider that to be the best version of this game. Metal Gear Solid just came back out on current systems and a Master Collection that people can play now. And then I got it again on a PlayStation Classic. So my experience as a kid, I remember opening this up, and I didn't even tell my mom I wanted this. This was a double disc game, just like Final Fantasy VII. And I was hyped. She got it for me, and I played the hell out of it. I'm talking about I didn't go to family functions over Christmas break because of this game. I chose to stay home. I did not want anybody else's Christmas presents. This game meant so much to me because I didn't even have to tell my mom to get it. She heard me say something about it one time. That's her story. She heard me say something about it one time, and she went and bought it, and next thing you know, I had it. So, Metal Gear Solid Snake in general, the fun thing to me was when he took a cardboard box and put it over your character in front of these people at this Foxhound facility. Or not Fox, yeah, it was a Foxhound facility, and Psycho Mantis in this game was wild. He was a wild boy. And I'm just telling you, it was just something about it that just rocked me. And not keeping these episodes short, but just telling you a little bit about the gameplay. It had a HUD on it. And a HUD is like a little thing that shows you where the characters are and where they're hiding. And I mean, this game, you could crawl underneath tanks. You could watch people walk by. It had a first-person mode, or at least it panned out to that. You had infrared goggles. And with it being a 3D perspective or a third-person game, and, you know, using the Kodak to talk to your comrades and stuff like that, it made for, like, a wild game. And the controls were amazing. The VR training, some people got into that, but that wasn't any part of what I was worried about. And just some of the characters in it, the guy that's against him, Liquid Snake, but I'll just say this, Psycho Mantis took the cake right there. Who else was in that one? That Revolver Ocelot, the first one you fight. Revolver Ocelot was a wild character himself. And I just, the experience that I got, like, having that game, playing it, and then beating it. And once I beat it, it was one of those games that I did not ever go back to, except when I got that remastered Twin Snake version for the GameCube. When that came out on GameCube, I played it again. And from that point on, I never touched it again because I was like, that was a masterpiece. I don't want to mess it up. The experience I had, I always want to keep that. And that's something inside of video gaming that I didn't get anywhere else. I mean, I got had fun in sports and different things like that, but these key moments in video games, like in the time period that I was playing them, I was downstairs in the basement. I had a nice TV. It was like one of those TVs that had the whole wooden container around it. Like it was like, it was nice. And, we just hooked the game up to it and we used to just run through the games. And that PlayStation, being down there in that basement, I was always amazed because we didn't heat our stove a lot, that PlayStation never got moisture or anything like that on it. And remembering, you know, the times when controllers weren't wireless, like you had to sit close to the TV and play that game. So we would make spots and people, you know, my sister would watch me play, my buddy John would watch me play. So Metal Gear Solid holds a solid spot for me, but the reason that it sits at number 10 is because of the impact of just the game and the point that it was one of the games that once I played it, I walked away from it. It did not hold any bit of replay value after I was done with it because of the labor of love and the chore it was. Even though it was a good game, I didn't want to go back to any of that part. So other than that, number 10, Metal Gear Solid. I am JR from West Virginia and Commonplace. This is the start of the top 10 video games of all time.
Please follow WV Uncommonplace on Instagram, Tumblr, Twitter, TikTok, where we have some great content, Facebook, LinkedIn. Hit up the merch store at onecommonplace.square.site. Join the email list from the website and rate, subscribe, and give feedback from your favorite podcatcher. And lastly, thanks for listening and tune into the next episode.